Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 105 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I talked to Leonard Botello IV from Truth Barbecue about their new location opening up in Houston, Texas. It's a cool one. We discuss in depth what it's taken to get this second location in Houston up and running, why it's taken a little bit longer than they expected, and a few things you can look forward to about the new location. He's a little tight-lipped because it's right before it opens. It is opening now on January 19th at 11 a.m., which is very exciting. If you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out, but enjoy this. Good morning, Leonard.
How have you been?
Pretty good. Busy. How you been?
Hanging on.
All right. So what's happening?
Just wrapping up the Houston location and everything. I've told this to 100 people, I can work 18, 20 hour days cooking and working my ass off and just getting dirty and not complain and go and sleep and get up the next day and be fine. But 8 hours of like mental stuff, it wears on you. I don't know if it does that for everybody, but for me, it's just exhausting. I'll come home and just like, I won't be doing any physical work, but I'm just drained. Like I had been working for 3 days straight.
And you've been having that for a little while now too.
Yeah.
Longer than you probably imagine.
I'm sure it's the same in Los Angeles, if not worse, but like to open up in Houston, there's so many, it's not the same as opening up in Brenham in the country. There's so many hurdles, and since I designed the pits and they're all offsets again, a lot of the places in Houston, they use oilers or Bewleys or anything like that. So there's some kind of spec sheet or requirements that the city knows that how to, you know, ventilate the stuff. But with these offsets, they basically needed to cover their ass. So they changed it 6 or 7 times.
Really? I mean, you have to actually redo things 6 or 7 times?
No, for the plans.
Oh, for the plan. Oh, they actually, to make the plans make sense.
Each time the plans are resubmitted, it takes a minimum of a month and a half of review. So literally every time that we submit something, it's another hiccup. And like I said, we started with outdoor pit room. We went to screened in. Then we went to certain kind of fans in there to roll up doors with insect grade screening. It's been literally everything every week we could have went. And then the thing is, the last final submission to the city, they said, well, why didn't you just stick the smokestack through the ceiling and put the firebox outside of the building? And we were like, that was the first drawing that we submitted to you.
Oh, no.
This was our last drawing. And I was just like, now I know that there's no really actual hard evidence or requirements. Like it was just, they were just trying to cover up because they're not used to those offsets.
Do you think that you guys are sort of setting a precedent now for other restaurants someday? Like they'll be using kind of the specs off of what you're doing?
They're going to have to. I mean, I hate that it's come to that, but like, and I don't want to keep any other, I don't want to discourage any other barbecue restaurants because like Wayne Mueller told me, Texas is big enough for a ton of great barbecue. So sure. All the great barbecue restaurants that want to open in Houston, come on. I hope you do because it makes Houston a better barbecue place, but it's hard and it's going to be harder now, especially after all the stuff that we've gone through. So,
that's what a shame. And when did you want to, when was the original date that you had, was it almost a year ago that you had wanted to open?
Months ago? We had started working on it and I was trying to keep it hush hush. But somehow the press got a hold of it. I guess anytime that you open up new LLC or whatever, there's just people searching for it and it kind of blew up. So we had been working on it and then it kind of got announced that we were working on it before I wanted it to get announced. So it made it look like it was a lot longer. But all in all, the permitting process with the city took about 10.5 months.
Oh my lord, that is amazing. And imagine too, like how you'll feel when it actually does open. It'll be exciting, but it'll also be like, ah, finally.
I think it'll be more like I'm excited about it, but I think it'll be more relief. Like it's done. It's like I'm gonna scratch this off the list. It's done. But because I just want to go back to cooking. Like I just want to. That's what I want to worry about. Like that's the whole fun part about barbecue.
That's cooking. The point.
Yeah. So the rest of the stuff is like an actual job. This is not like my job when I'm cooking.
So what can you tell us? I know. So right now it's early January. Are you, do you still, and I don't want to jinx anything nor set anything up, but do you think within the next 2-3 months, it'll probably be open?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
There's nothing left. It's mostly like inspections and stuff like that. It's just, but the city is very tedious about all of that stuff, especially with this restaurant they have been. if it was up to us and the team, we would have been open 7 months ago.
Yeah, for sure. Oh Lord, it's a fascinating story. But it's I know that a lot of people, like even in New York, I've watched even things on Netflix on certain, like I think it was 11 Madison Park, like how crazy the inspection. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
That
and was, I thought that like. That's what I feel like I'm going through right now. It's just,
that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. It's a lot different than Brenham. Brenham, we kind of just, they signed off and we opened the doors and it was kind of like that. It's been a little different.
What can you tell me or tell us about the Houston location size-wise? Is there anything, or is everything kind of still under wraps? Or?
It's big. It's bigger. It's definitely, it's to, you know, work with Houston. So Burnham was never made to function on the scale that it does. It kind of happened kind of fast. Yeah, Burnham was like everything. Like it was ultimately always the goal of like, you know, wanting to be in top 10 or making the best barbecue that we can make. But it kind of happened a lot faster than we thought it would.
There's a lot of indoor seat. There's a lot of seating room.
Yeah, there's a lot more, and it's basically just to accommodate Houston in the scale of it. Everything's gonna be the same. I think a lot of people are worried how we're going to do it, how we're going to go from one to the other. But I've always been about quality. So, I mean, I know what I can control and I know what I can cook and I know what my team can cook.
Yeah.
So I have no reason for swinging for the fences right when we open up. I'm so anal about quality and consistency that I'm not going to let that drop. I'm more sure. That's what got us here. So there's no reason to risk that now.
No, for sure. And then, are you going to be open for lunch and dinner?
Just lunch.
Just lunch.
It's a bigger restaurant. Same concept of Burnham. Just a lot more functional. It was Burnham is. Next time I'll have to walk you through there. It's not made to function like that, but somehow or another we made it. But
and then also too, there could be some. You kind of hinted at there might be some things in Brenham that are happening in the next 6 months or so that could be changes. Correct?
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Like it's exciting. It's it'll be nice once the Houston location's open. That's why I wanted to reach out, because I knew that it was, you know, there's so much anticipation for everyone as well as yourself.
It's like it's so close to being done, but like at the end, you realize how much like tedious, time consuming work is done. It's just like little things here and there. It's just running back and forth and back and forth. And all the hard stuff is done, but it's just, it's like, we're short on bus tubs. I had to run and go get 10 more bus tubs today because I tried to get the right amount. It's just like little things like that, just running back and forth and you forget. And then you get in bed at night and you're like, crap, that's what I forgot to do. That was my main goal to do today. And I didn't get it done.
Well, because you're probably pulled a lot of directions too at this location. Yeah.
Luckily, we have a great core team, especially in the pit room. Those guys are awesome, and they take a lot of stress off of me and everybody else on the team. So it's good.
At this location, are you gonna have one cutter or two cutters?
Two
cutters. Okay. Two. And the capacity is larger. You'll be able to serve more people, right?
Yeah. We'll have the option. We'll have the option if we need to speed it up, if it gets jammed up, to speed it up, but. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Do you think you'll be between, I think we had talked about this before, you'll be at both locations, right? But Houston a lot, probably at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning. Well, right now Brenham is shut down. It's a slower time of the year. Like it's December, January holiday. It's really slow in that area since it's a smaller town. So we brought all our staff down here to kind of help get everybody trained and get ready to go, and then we'll go back over there and reopen up. So I'll be back and forth. Luckily, that one's just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this one will be open Tuesday through Sunday. So
Oh, Tuesdays. Okay.
I'll be able to split my time up a little bit better with that.
So
And
essentially, so mentally, you'll have Monday off. If you think about it.
yeah, Monday we'll have to be cooking for Tuesday. So it's
Exactly.
basically,
You'll never.
yeah, it's a never ending thing. So
So this will be the last time I get a chance to do one of these for a little while here.
either that, I'll be checked into a hospital and we can do it there.
Yeah,
So
that's fine. That's fine. That'll actually be a nice exclusive and interesting. It'll be good for your mental state to just chat
yeah.
about. We'll chat about things that aren't barbecue. Your doctors will tell me, like, please don't talk to them about barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I'm really excited about this, and everyone is, and that's why I just wanted to check in. And so, is there anything else that you'd want people to know if they were curious about? Like, I'm sure you get a lot of questions all the time. Is there anything else that people that you'd want to let people know?
No, I think this place is gonna be a surprise. Like I told you, we haven't been posting or showing anything to anybody. And I really want people to know that quality is our main concern, and that's the way it's always been. So it's not going to change here. That's really, because that's the question I get all the time. Is like, well, how are you going to open up in a bigger space? How are you going to do it this? How are you going to compare with Brenham? So that's literally everybody's looking at this place right now, thinking that it's not going to be able to be the same as Brenham. But that's my main goal, is to make it actually better than Brenham. So
That's great to hear.
yeah.
So if you weren't doing barbecue and you weren't doing this, what would be your dream job, or what did you want to be as a kid?
So my parents were the restaurant business for they well they still are pretty much for 35 years, and I grew up always saying that I was never going to be in the restaurant business, and they told me not to be in the restaurant business too, and now I'm back here. And truth was always like I wanted to kind of create a brand, and be able to branch off to do other stuff, but now we're just like stuck in full barbecue mode. So I guess my dream job would be in culinary, because I'm like, people ask like, what do you do in your spare time? I eat. Like if you see us on Instagram or any social media
Oh,
or
yeah.
talk to me, like we're eating. Like that's what I like, to experience different cultures of food and how people prepare different stuff and lifestyles and stuff like that. That fascinates me, how food can represent people.
Oh, yeah. So you'd be in the culinary world, but in a different capacity.
I guess I just don't see myself doing anything else. Like I like to be able to be physically working and doing stuff and like hands-on. So I mean, I guess I always thought I was going to get a desk job, or, do something like that. But I don't think I'd be able to do it. I don't, because this is not really like work. It's like enjoyable. Like it's work, but it's fun at the same time. So
Okay,
it's
cool.
up and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow. Like, no, it's not like that.
Well, that's awesome. And that's what a great thing. That's awesome. And then, so what's your favorite album, or what album you listen to a lot right now?
Like my all-time favorite group is Outkast. ATLiens is probably one of my favorites. I say I listen to a lot of hip hop. I listen to a lot of old hip hop, and I listen to a lot of classic rock. And I've like kind of gotten like, I feel like everything newer is it's just like it's not, it didn't evolve the way it was supposed to. Like it just completely went backwards. Like all the good music is in the past, and it's kind of getting
Isn't that
crappier
sad? I know.
now. So I stick around like older stuff. I don't listen. Well, I do listen to a lot of blues, like when we're working and stuff like that. I'll listen to a lot of guitar stuff.
That's cool.
but yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, and then last question, what's your favorite restaurant that's not barbecue?
One of my favorite restaurants that I've been to like recently would be probably Cozumel in New York. It's just like the experience there, the food, like all the flavors are just like so vibrant. And you even to the drinks and stuff like that. I stick around like a lot of Mexican food. I don't know why. I've always branched towards that. And like I think there's so many different levels and flavors that they have.
Especially in Texas, I think it's different than California.
Yeah, definitely. There's Tex-Mex, and then you go south, and then there's like Mexican food, which is also probably one of my favorites. We just got back from Mexico City, and all we did was eat streetcar
That's
food
so
all
cool.
the time. And just like, you can get stuff down there for like, less than a dollar, and it's just amazing. And there's a ton of inspiration that people just walk by every day, and they don't even realize like
That's
the
true.
flavors and stuff like that. So, but I mean, y'all have a lot of that stuff in LA too.
Oh
So.
yeah. You just have to search it out. Well, thank you so much for taking your time, and gosh, good luck with the opening.
Yeah, I'm gonna need every bit of luck that I can get. I know my team can take care of it, and everybody can take care of it. For me to stay sane, that's the luck I need right
Yeah,
now.
exactly. Okay, well, I'll text you notes of inspiration over the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, take care, Leonard, and yeah, have a good week.
Good seeing you. Take care.
All right, good to see you. Yeah, bye.